Pelion licked his lips, suddenly unsure of the wisdom of having invaded Thrawn's sanctum like this. If the Grand Admiral decided to be annoyed...
"Come in, Captain," Thrawn said, his quietly modulated voice cutting through Pelion's thoughts.
Eyes still closed to slits, he waved a hand in a small and precisely measured motion.
"What do you think?"
"It's very interesting, sir,"
was all Pelion could come up with as he walked over to the outer display circle.
"All holographic, of course,"
Thrawn said, and Pelion thought he could hear a note of regret in the other's voice.
"The sculptures and flats both. Some of them are lost. Many of the others are on planets now occupied by the Rebellion."
"Yes, sir,"
Pelion nodded.
"I thought you'd want to know, Admiral, that the scouts have returned from the Abroa Sky System. The wing commander will be ready for debriefing in a few minutes."
Thrawn nodded.
"Were they able to tap into the central library system?"
"They got at least a partial dump,"
Pelion told him.
"I don't know yet if they were able to complete it. Apparently, there was some attempted pursuit. The wing commander thinks he lost them, though."
For a moment, Thrawn was silent.
"No,"
he said.
"No, I don't believe he has. Particularly not if the pursuers were from the Rebellion."
Taking a deep breath, he straightened in his chair, and for the first time since Pelion had entered, opened his glowing red eyes. Pelion returned the other's gaze without flinching, feeling a small flicker of pride at the achievement. Many of the Emperor's top commanders and courtiers had never learned to feel comfortable with those eyes, or with Thrawn himself for that matter. Which was probably why the Grand Admiral had spent so much of his career out in the unknown regions, working to bring those still barbaric sections of the galaxy under Imperial control. His brilliant successes had won him the title of Warlord, and the right to wear the white uniform of Grand Admiral, the only non-human ever granted that honor by the Emperor. Ironically, it had also made him all the more indispensable to the frontier campaigns. Pelion had often wondered how the Battle of Endor would have ended if Thrawn, not Vader, had been commanding the Executor.
"Yes, sir,"
he said.
"I've ordered the sentry line onto yellow alert. Shall we go to red?"
"Not yet," Thrawn said. "We should still have a few minutes. Tell me, Captain, do you know anything about Hart?"
Not very much,"
Pelion managed, thrown a little by the sudden change of subject.
"I've never really had much time to devote to it."
"You should make the time."
Thrawn gestured to a part of the inner display circle to his right.
"Sapho paintings,"
he identified them.
"Circa 1550 to 2200, pre-Empire date. Note how the style changes right here, at the first contact with the Thenn Kora. Over there,"
he pointed to the left-hand wall,
"are examples of Paeonidic Strasser art. Note the similarities with the early Sapho work, and also the mid-18th century pre-Mvathkri flat sculpt."
"Yes, I see,"
Pelion said, not entirely truthfully.
"Admiral, shouldn't we be